Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, God's Messengers. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 15, Stewardship of God's Messengers, part 1. God's messengers are faithful messengers. Stewardship is the management of another's goods. First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Chapters 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians deal with the discipline of financial giving. There are three lessons about Christian offerings. One is to give with the right motive. Second is to give with the right attitude. And third is to give with the right heart. This session deals with the first of these three lessons, giving with the right motive. There's an old story about a conversation between Carl and his mother. She had work for him to do, which interfered with some of his plans for enjoyment. And though Carl obeyed her, it was not without a good deal of grumbling. He had much to say about never being allowed to do as he pleased, and that there would be time enough for him to settle down to work when he was older. His mom asked him, "Carl, why do you try to break that colt of yours?" The boy responded, "I want him to be good for something." "But he likes to have his own way," his mother said. "Why shouldn't he have it?" Carl was arguing, "I'd like to know the good of a horse that always has his own way." And then mom continued, "And as for working, I think there is enough time for that when he gets to be an old horse." Carl pressed, "Don't you see, if he doesn't learn when he's a colt?" And then he stopped, blushed, and he grumbled no more. God's messengers are faithful stewards. Our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 15, reveals four actions of faithful stewards. First, they commit to the ministry of God. Look at verses 2 down to verse 7. "Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God." Remember, the purpose of the special collection was that the church in Jerusalem was going through some tough times because of a famine, and they were in much need. And so Paul asked that all the Gentile churches out there would give to help the church at Jerusalem. And that he was going to go, or somebody representing him would go from church to church and pick up the collection and bring it all to Jerusalem for the church, for those there in Jerusalem. A high pressure offering, an emergency, and yet it was voluntary. They were freely willing. Paul bragged on the churches of Macedonia, and he boasted of their giving. They gave out of need, verse 2. They gave willingly, verse 3. They gave with desire, verse 4. Apparently, Paul didn't press them to give, but they begged to be able to participate in it. The question, what motivated them to give in the manner that they did? Look at verse 5. But they first gave themselves to the Lord. Listen, they dedicated themselves to the Lord. They exchanged their will for God's will. After that, the offering plate was easy. Faithful stewards commit to the ministry of God. Second, they respond to the grace of God. Look at verses 6 and 7. So we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Sometimes we pick and choose obedience. So Paul sent Titus to Corinth to encourage the believers to be faithful. Great intentions can fall short when the routines and the pressures of the life come into our lives. Encouragement of their faithfulness, faith, speech, knowledge. They were diligent in everything and had great love for other believers. They need to be faithful in financial giving too. Complete this grace. Abound in this grace. The Lord empowers us to give faithfully, but we must surrender to receive the grace to do so. 1 Peter 5:5, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Faithful stewards respond to the grace of God. Third, they sacrifice to the plan of God. Look at verse 8 down to verse 11. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. An offering was a test of their love of Jesus Christ. Not the only one, but a very real one. I mean, notice Paul's pattern here. First, he used the example of others, verse 8. Then he used the example of Christ, in verse 9. And then, finally, he spoke of their commitment, verse 10. He calls them to faithfully pass the test. Still, it must be a voluntary giving, not by commandments. God has one financial plan for his church, and that is free will offerings as a reflection of your love for Jesus. So faithful stewards sacrifice to the plan of God. And then fourth, they surrender to the will of God. Look at verse 12 down to verse 15. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack and their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice. Here is the secret formula for meeting the local church's needs. First, a willing mind. In verse 12, God doesn't expect you to give what you don't have, but according to what you have. This is the reason for the tithe. a percentage. An obedient body. Verse 13. God expects all to give so that the burden is shared. No one gets a free ride. And then an equal sacrifice. Verse 14. All contribute to the need. Some a lot, some little. Each giving according to how God has prospered them. Verse 15 explains the beauty of the Lord's plans. Those who God has blessed don't hoard it. And those who are in need are satisfied. He did it that way so that we become interdependent as Christians. The key to giving faithfully is back in verse 5. Again, they gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Give yourself first to God, and then your motive to give will be right. You have a great day.